Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. A coalition of Republican-led states will ask the Supreme Court to stop the Biden administration from lifting Title 42, which keeps migrants seeking asylum from being allowed into the country. It's a Trump-era rule born out of COVID. Many migrants wind up on the streets of El Paso. Here's KDBC-TV's Aliana Golden.
This migrant from Nicaragua telling me he's been traveling for more than a month.
Yo creo que sí.
But thinks it's worth it to now be in the United States, which he says is a place of opportunity for everyone. And when I asked him how he's doing out in the cold for what will be his third night in a row, he didn't hesitate to say this.
No problem. Okay, no problema. Pues nada de eso.
It's headed down to 32 degrees there tonight. The Buffalo Bills have held the NFL record for the biggest comeback for nearly 30 years, but not anymore. After Minnesota overcame a 36-7 deficit to beat Indianapolis, as Greg Johnson kicked in overtime.
And the kick is good.
It's good. It's a winner at U.S. Bank Stadium. And the Vikings are kings in the North once again.
Noah Eagle on the NFL Network as the Vikings won 39-36. Will former President Donald Trump face criminal charges for the Capitol insurrection? CBS's Christian Benavides says the House Investigating Committee could announce its recommendations Monday.
Potential charges against Trump include insurrection, which is an uprising aiming to overthrow the government, as well as possible charges of obstructing an official proceeding and conspiracy to defraud the United States.
Donald Trump was a guy who just would not take no for an answer from the American people and set about to overthrow an election.
The referrals could also include other members of the former president's inner circle.
The country's opioid crisis is getting worse. Here's CBS's Michael George.
The opioid epidemic is killing young Americans at an alarming rate. According to the CDC, overdose deaths have increased by 94% since 2019 among people between the ages of 14 and 18. Most of those deaths involved illegally manufactured fentanyl.
The Kennedy family ties to Ireland are about to become tighter. President Biden is expected to name former Congressman Joe Kennedy as a special envoy to the country. University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato.
He certainly will attract attention and be able to play some kind of constructive role in economic development for Northern Ireland and its relationship to its neighbors.
The former congressman is JFK's grandnephew. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows around 11. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 18. Lows level off around 3 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tonight with another inch Monday through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
The fire lands, disillusioned by the unseen. Radio. We are local music. That is Marston, a double dip of Marston to kick off the night, end on end, and Tune It Out. How you doing, everybody? Marston was just on the spaceship.tv last night. You can watch the replay probably right now at the spaceship.tv, but don't do it right now because Max Inc. Radio is on the air. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, live in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, the Shaw, Amory, Richland Center, and of course right here in Madison, Wisconsin in the Devil Radio Studios. Welcome to all of you. Original local music from Wisconsin. That's what we do. We sprinkle in some regional stuff too. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. I'm flying solo. My name is Jimmy Kay. I'm happy to have you along. Please join the party. You can hang out with me if you want. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We do have a really good show for you tonight. Manuel from Ethical Trade Company will join us in a couple minutes. Goods for a Better World. We'll tell you about your last-minute Christmas shopping that you could do. Also, Ty from Lords of the Trident. He's going to stop in next hour. And they just did a Japan's sold-out tour. We'll talk to him about that. Plus lots of cool things coming up with Lords of the Trident. Bad Year is going to join us. They're out of Milwaukee. Great punk band in the 8 o'clock hour. And I'm really excited about the Skin Tones joining us tonight. The Skin Tones have brand new music. First time in, 15 or 16 years. And we're going to debut a song tonight on Max Inc. Radio. And, of course, blues legend, Hall of Fame, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, Paul Flipowitz. He was going to play live in the Devil's Lair, but since Rocker's off tonight, he's the sound guy. We're just going to play some new music off of Paul's new CD, and we'll get him on the phone and say hi to him and see what's happening. That's a night of local music here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. We do have tunes on the way from Brian Cherry, The Earthlings right now, Sunspot, brand new music from them. It's the title track from their latest album, The Strangest Frequency. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Among the trees, some kind of wild attack from far. listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
crazy song, The Earthlings. I had to do it for myself. That's from their latest album, Terra Obscura. It's The Earthlings on Max Inc. Radio. They don't have any shows on the books right now, so I think they're done with shows for 2022. But I'm sure they'll come out swinging in 2023. They always have interesting stuff cooking. Speaking of 2023, I have all the details for the Max Inc. Radio live at thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's Eve. I'll have all the details for you shortly. Plus, Manielle from the Ethical Trade Company stopping in to say hi. Right now is Brian Cherry from Trainwreck on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I fell in love with the train wreck. I saw it coming, but I could not resist. A beautiful disaster was going my way. Well, I tried to salvage my life in the junkyard of her eyes. And all I could find was scraps of paper.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Too hot!
Oh, yeah. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Linda and the Zeros there, and Too Hot. It's going to be too hot on New Year's Eve for sure. And it's because we got a New Year's Eve party like no other. Join Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, as we broadcast live for live at thespaceship.tv. New Year's Eve here on Civic Media and thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live. We'll do our show with rocker Terry Barr and yours truly. Plus live performances from the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros. And we'll close out the night with Porky's Groove Machine to bring us up to the midnight hour and say hello to 2023. Listen to the show live here on Civic Media on the app or across the network stations. Or you can watch the show live streaming, high-quality streaming audio from thespaceship.tv. Hey, and special thanks to the Starkweather Brewing Company, too. They're hooking us up with some beer. Tommy over there, Tom, thank you so much. And everybody over the Starkweather Brewing Company, we appreciate you for sure. Thespaceship.tv, you could buy tickets, see a show, check listings. Thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv. Can't wait to see you New Year's Eve.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Sync Radio, we are local music, fit to be tied there, and the song is called Cold Beauty. Before that, we heard John Messino, the John Messino Band, actually, and they're playing at the Red Rooster on Sunday, February 5th. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up here still tonight, we got Ty from Lords of the Trident. We have Bad Year checking in at 8 o'clock tonight. And we got a world premiere from the Skin Tones later on at 8:30. Some first music from the Skin Tones in more than 16 years. And, of course, blues legend Paul Flipowitz will join us after 9 o'clock. Right now, from the Ethical Trade Company, Manuel is with us. Good evening, Manuel. How are you doing?
Yeah, hey, Jimmy. Doing really well. I so appreciate being here with you. And your hospitality is impeccable.
Well, you know, so I stopped and picked up some beer today, and the Liney's seasonal selection was out. So I got the, what was it, the Bock?
Yeah, we've got the toasted Bock here.
Toasted
getting
Bock.
A little toasted with the Bock. It's awesome.
I love
Thanks so much.
I love the little flavors in this beer. It's a good beer.
So good.
So, Manielle, it's the holiday season, and if people are looking for like last-minute Christmas shopping, I cannot see a reason why they would not go to Ethical Trade Company. And because it has goods for a better world. We'll talk about the stocking stuffers and your products in just a couple of minutes. But for those of our listeners that missed you the last time you were on the show, tell us about the mission of the Ethical Trade Company.
Yeah, we have goods for a better world. That's our tagline. It's our customers that seek to make the world a better place. And it's our artisans that are being empowered by our customers' purchases. So James and I, we started Ethical Trade Co. in 2015. And it was a response to a lot of injustice that we saw around the world. People enslaved, people trafficked, people in extreme poverty. And we were meeting with groups that were actually working with people locally in Asia and other places. And one of the things that became so important to us was, if we can empower people rather than just giving donations, and if people can have valuable work, things they do that they're proud of, that actually gives them a livable income, mm-hmm. childcare, you know, people that have been trafficked as children and don't have much education, we can really change this world. And a lot of our customers really have this heart to see people empowered. And that's a real great synergy that, you know, helps a lot of people around the world. Every dollar spent in our store actually goes into creating more opportunities as we're donor funded. And yeah, so it's a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful way to empower people that have been exploited in the past to actually live free.
It is such a wonderful mission. As an average person, you know, you always hear about stories about people being exploited and the woes in that area. And you wonder yourself, what can I do? What can I do? Well, now the average person can go to the Ethical Trade Company. They can get some goods that they like. Plus, the most important part, they can help people.
Absolutely, yeah. And we always say our customers are our greatest heroes because they make this possible, right? And for example, there is a lot of injustice in the chocolate industry, in the cocoa industry, and a mm-hmm. giant chocolate maker has said before in, I think it was 2018, if you don't want slave labor and child labor in your chocolate, then you need to just pay more. And assuming that people don't want to pay more. So they're like, it's just the way it is. And so we have fair trade chocolate that empowers people where you don't have the blood of innocent children on your teeth when you eat it. And for me, that's a big deal.
And, you know, chocolate is one of those things. It's an impulse buy at the grocery store or at the convenience store. And, you know, telling people about Ethical Trade Company, maybe they'll think twice. But before making that impulse buy, not only to save their pennies and their diet, but also they can help people too.
Absolutely. And it tastes so much better. We actually have award-winning chocolates, and they're so good.
Terry Barr was raving about the chocolates last time. Because you brought some in. Thank you so much. Rocker and I gifted that to Terry, and she was ecstatic. Manielle here from Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. The holiday seasons are coming. Talk about where your store is and what your hours are.
Yeah, so our store is located on the east side, right across from Schenck Elementary School in a justice-focused church called Common Grace. They made some space for us there and letting us stay there. And we have a wonderful, cute, small space. Once you walk in to the door, you get a hot cup of coffee, a coffee sample. You get some chocolate samples so you can decide what you want to buy. And we will be open Monday through Friday this coming week, Monday and Tuesday from 3 to 6. And Wednesday through Friday from 10 to 6. And I know, you know, I'm a last-minute person. I don't really plan well, and I hate the holiday season when I go in somewhere and it's so crowded and, you know, you don't want to get sick before the holidays. Mm-hmm. And so our store is kind of one of the best kept secrets. Like normally there's only 2-3 people max in there at a time. So if you want to come in, you want to shop around, you want to try some delicious coffee and buy some maybe stocking stuffers or wonderful fair trade gifts.
And talk about the stocking stuffers. We got the chocolate. We have a coffee. I love coffee. We'll talk about the coffee real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have coffee from Level Ground, which is one of our original fair trade partners. And then we have coffee roasted locally by True here in Madison.
Yeah.
And they have a partner that's a Black American importer. She focuses on Black-owned farms and women-owned farms. And so our coffee is 100% Black-owned and women-owned, empowering people around the world. And I drink it every morning. A lot of coffee snobs tell me it's one of the best coffee coffees they ever had. So come check it out for yourself.
That's what I got to get right there. I got to get some of that coffee right there. Tell me that name again.
That's the Justice Blend by True. Yeah, and they make it exclusively for Ethical Trade Co.
My caffeine addiction is kicking in right now. I want it right now. And you also offer a little bit of delivery within a two-mile radius of the store. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So if you go to our website, ethicaltradeco.com, ethicaltradeco.com, you can shop online, and you can either do local pickup for free, or for a $5 fee, you can get local delivery, and we bring it right to you.
Nice. And we got about 30 seconds. What's the, beside the chocolate and the coffee, what are some hot stocking stuffers for the people right now?
Oh, beyond even stocking stuffers, we have flannel, we have slippers, we have metal art from Haiti, bags. We have a lot of fair trade goods. So go check out the website, and I'm sure you can find something for you and maybe your conscious family member that would love one of our items.
It's ethicaltradeco.com. Ethicaltradeco.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you can order online. You can stop into the store. Give that address one more time, please.
3565 Tulane Avenue, right across from Schenck Elementary School.
And there it is. Manuel, thank you so much for what you do. I think your business is awesome. I love the mission, and it's centered around helping people, and happy holidays to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. Same to you.
Awesome. Let's hear some brand new music here from Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is Amelia Ford, Outlaw Out Loud on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How do you make it?
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The solution there. How does it feel? I'm Jimmy K. flying solo tonight. Best wishes to Rocker and Terry Barr. You'll see them again on the 31st for our New Year's Eve party at the spaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. 3 locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Ethical Trade Company, the holiday season is almost over, folks. But you can still get your last-minute gifts right now at Ethical Trade Company on Madison's East Side. Goods for a better world. For hours and locations, go to ethicaltradeco.com. And thanks to Manielle for coming in tonight. Really appreciate you and your support of Max Inc. Radio. Coming up next hour, Lords of the Trident, the world's most metal band.
The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station, then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning.
Access to technology and school supplies.
And even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we are achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.